of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know you're out there and you got some hot opinions. When it comes to what happened with Osama bin Laden over a year ago, people still talking at all angles concerning bin Laden. See, he's dead and he still makes the news. The news is, are we any safer a year later now that bin Laden has been taken out, his wives shipped out, his place torn down in Abbottabad, but we still have troops in Afghanistan. Have no fear, the president hits Afghanistan in a surprise visit and says that he's cut a deal with Hamid Karzai to make sure that our goal of defeating Al-Qaeda is within reach and we weren't going to abandon the Afghani people. So here's what the broad strokes are, because nothing specific was spelled out. We are definitely still done, so to speak, in 2014. However, we'll be supporting most likely financially until 2024 at least the amount of money it'll take for the troops and the police to fund that, train them, all that kind of stuff, to the tune of $4 to $5 billion a year. So I say to you, was it worth it? Did we kick the crap out of the terrorists who wanted to come over and wreak more havoc with us? Did we make a point? Did we get a victory? That's what I want to know. Did we get a victory? You can, of course, weigh in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or go to my website, americatonight.net, download Press 4. It's an app. Very cool. Then you just hit a button and say the keyword, America Tonight, call, and you're in. You don't have to remember the numbers. For everybody who has that reversing number syndrome that I have, I don't think there's a name for it, or at least I'm not sure what the name is.
Mess with Matt's head.
That, of course, is the maestro, Matt Johnson, who when often we're calling some really big names in the world of, I don't know, sports or elsewhere, or just interesting people who are making news, and the numbers get transposed, so we end up leaving
messages. I can't even tell you how many people have woken up in the middle of the night because they're sleeping as normal people would be, and I'm trying to call someone who's expecting a phone call from us, but it's, you know, the eights are flipped around in the wrong spot, or there's a zero where it shouldn't be, and you just wake people up.
And say, this is America Tonight, and they say,
and
what?
Like, what? Who? What's on fire? Nothing. Yeah. Go back to sleep.
Exactly. So, to prevent that, press 4. Once you do it, you just have to say, America Tonight, call, and you are in, and you can weigh in on all the stuff we're talking about. So, here's the thing. Are we safer? What about threats? What about specific threats? What do the people know in New York? Because New York seems to be always the target. Here's Ray Kelly, the commish there, and his take on now bin Laden and what has happened.
We have to be concerned about some retaliatory effort, but there's no information, certainly nothing directed at New York as far as a threat is concerned. We have not seen in the past Al-Qaeda be driven by dates. The one exception of that is in bin Laden's notes, where he talked about the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. But other than that, we haven't seen them actually be governed by a particular date.
All right, Kelly makes a great point. Even though we think that, and certainly ramping up, sending lots of the air marshals to board planes heading from Europe and the Middle East and other places that are coming to the United States, that's a natural assumption that, well, to mark the date, this would be the thing that could happen. But it didn't happen, thank goodness. That's the good news, but you never know. We can never be too vigilant, and that's ultimately the thing. Now it's like a buzz in your head. When I took a month ago, took a train from Washington to Philadelphia, took a plane before that from Dallas to Washington, and in the airport saying, do not leave your things unattended. Please report suspicious packages. That's just like a drone in the back now. You hear it constantly in your head because of when you travel a lot, that's that's the kind of stuff that you hear. By the way, as a non sequitur to the things buzzing around in your head, I happen to come across this today for all of you listening in Canada. I know we have a lot of people that do that. In Windsor, Ontario, the people there are saying that they keep hearing a buzz from the United States. It's annoying. The dogs are going crazy. The cats are freaking out about it in Windsor because of the buzz that the Canadians apparently can hear and the Americans can't hear when you're talking about Detroit and that area of Michigan and going over the bridge to Ontario. They say there's some wicked, weird buzz, a hum in the air that is annoying people that they can't seem to get rid of. What do you think that buzz in the air is? If you know or you have any if you have any guesses as to what the buzz is, I initially thought, well, maybe it's lights. You know that weird buzz you get, but it's not that. It's some other kind of strange hum. Speaking of a weird buzz, there was a weird buzz in the air on Tuesday in New York and in Seattle and in Oakland because there were people protesting on May Day about the Occupy movement, protesting for the Occupy movement about the unfairness of the tax system or spewing out all kinds of different things related to Wall Street, hating Wall Street and whatnot. Now, we're sort of used to that buzz, too, and the arrests that get made. There were broken windows downtown. Seattle might have been the worst in New York, and they easily were able to, the people who did the throwing of rocks or bottles or whatever, they were able to get them. And there might have been thousands that showed up in a couple places, but the protests really weren't that big. Here's a couple of perspectives, quick ones, from a male protester and a female protester.
This has to do with you and I being able to say that we have quality and affordable health care, quality and affordable housing, quality and affordable education.
The current system is unsustainable, that it should be fixed, that people deserve social justice.
All right, do we deserve social justice, or does all this fall on deaf ears anyway? Ultimately, will the Occupy movement sustain itself to, I don't know, infinity? When do you think it all wraps up? When do the tents leave D.C., leave New York City, leave Portland, leave New Hampshire, Mansfield, New Hampshire, and whether it's just a small group of tents or much bigger than that, where does the Occupy movement stand these days? I would say it's like that buzz that's oddly coming out of the Detroit area and annoying the people across the river in Canada. I don't think people are paying attention so much to the Occupy movement, and it's going to be just a little footnote in history as a group of people who, some of them, seriously thought there needed to be change and the middle class was slipping away, and that was their form of protest. Two, what really, in some cases it is people with lots of time, lots of money on their hand, and I know this is a jaded view, and the idea that they want to be part of a movement. So why not go and camp out for a night or two? We hope you're camped here. We got more to come next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That chaos really was in Seattle. The mayor there threw down an emergency order. That was the worst place, and it was mostly because they were smashing storefront windows and car windows dressed up in black, like they look like something out of a Clockwork Orange from the 70s, that movie. So once they shut those people down, the rest of it was pretty calm, actually. And like I said, where does the Occupy movement in your mind end up ranking? And maybe you think I'm all wet and you think it's a good thing because there's attention that's being paid to some of the inequities out there, or you think it's just a bunch of lazy people that have nothing to do, so why not? I'm just going to have an excuse to camp out and drop out for now. Dropping out was not the option in this case. Instead, it was more about being dropped and the fact that Teddy Bruschi didn't like the way that he was ultimately treated by the Patriots. He used a word that I always use in dealing with people. Let's see if you can pick it out. Take a listen.
I don't think you should use it as a source of negative campaigning, and I do believe that the negative part of it is totally inaccurate. I think it's quite clear that Mitt Romney, anyone else would have made the same decision President Obama made. Now, he gets credit for it because he would have gotten blamed if it went wrong. But he shouldn't imply that Mitt Romney wouldn't have made the same decision.
All right, so that wasn't Bruschi, but that was Rudy Giuliani talking about a much bigger thing. The fact that Romney's taking some criticism for, in one sense, and that's not what he's saying there, Romney's taking criticism for something he said in 2007 about not chasing down the, you know, using resources to chase one man and move mountains, but also the president saying, and that's really what Giuliani was talking about there, the president saying that Mitt, because of that, that Mitt Romney wouldn't have done that, implying that he wouldn't have done that, and Giuliani saying, of course he would have, you know, come on, that's negative campaigning. He would have done that if he were president. It would have been the same thing. So from Giuliani and the negative campaigning and the portrayal of Romney to Teddy Bruschi, who slammed the Patriots for the way he was treated.
I'm very surprised about Coach Harbaugh's comments because he's a coach and he knows how hard it can be to get to that championship game when you drop a pass in the end zone or you miss a kick. I mean, it's tough to get there. It's tough to get to that Super Bowl. And this shot at Coach Belichick, I don't understand because when Coach Harbaugh was interviewing for the job in Baltimore, it was Coach Belichick that vouched for him.
Ugh. Nasty boys will be boys conversation from Bruschi, who is a former, you know, as you know, former professional player, linebacker for the Patriots, now turned very opinionated in his job at, I think ESPN is where he is. And Bruschi talking about some of the criticisms that were leveled going both ways and thinking it was unfair. So sports can be unfair and politics can be unfair. Nobody wants to be criticized, Romney or any of the others, whether we're moving from, we're moving back and forth between sports and politics. And you see the similarities, the calling out, the not liking the negative attention, and ultimately getting the job. It's all about getting the job in the end and shedding the rest. If Romney's going to have any success, that's going to be the key thing for him, by the way. And maybe a solid vice president, somebody who can get him or help get him Florida or Pennsylvania. I think really Florida or Ohio. They could be two huge states because he's got to be looking at more than 270 electoral votes. That's a lot to get, and you've got to have some of those swing states. You've got to have those big numbers coming in. John Edwards knows about big numbers for the we can't help but talk about it moment of the day. It's just unbelievable what's happening in the courtroom. Edwards' mistress, they're saying, wouldn't allow the family that was hosting her to touch her child. She ordered the family to set up her utilities when she moved out. She kept a spiritual advisor in tow with her that was costing her a fortune, even consulting her about a problem she had with a Reuben sandwich. She was nuts. So there are all these bizarre details and claims about Ryle Hunter that are coming out during this testimony by Sherry Young, the wife of former Edwards confidant, Andrew Young. And she was cross-examined by the Edwards defense attorney, who at one point said that Young was simply trying to get Edwards by testifying on behalf of the prosecution. But without a doubt, this woman has done serious damage, I think, to Edwards' case. She painted a pretty nasty picture, I think, of Edwards and Hunter, saying she was high maintenance, demanding, especially after the baby was born, even though Andrew Young had agreed to publicly claim the love child as his own. And his wife said, you know, we weren't even allowed to touch the baby. My kids weren't allowed anywhere near the baby for the fact that they might breathe on the baby. And she testified that there was this list of utility companies she had to call for the mistress when she moved out of the nearby house. Now, what you're hearing me saying, if you're driving down the road, you're like, oh, does that sound like a bunch of crud or what? And this is a guy who was running for president, and now he's embroiled in all this nonsense. And this is dragged out for years. You know, the ones I feel sorry for are the kids. The illegitimate daughter, because now she grows up in the light of this, and with the kooky mother, Ryle Hunter. The kids of Elizabeth Edwards, the older kid, Kate, and the two younger kids and how this, how they're dealing with this after all the other things, to me, that's the worst. And of course, the American people who really were backing Edwards for being duped and sending money to his campaign and believing all the things that he was selling on the campaign trail when, in fact, he was, if anything, distracted Hunter and focusing on other things, including cover-ups. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And the amount of money that this woman dwindled away at the hands of the people who were covering it up, the Young family, and what they, the lengths they went to help Edwards, and now here they are in court, and you got to think, who's zooming here, who here? Not these, not this couple, I can't imagine, because why would they put themselves in this, even though they got money? I mean, they put themselves in a very awkward position, to say the least. A couple of things coming up on the show that I want to remind you about. One, you can download the Press4 app. It's on our website. There's a link to it. So if you have an Android or an iPhone, boom, once you get that baby, all you have to do is hold it up to your ear and say America Tonight. Rant, poll, those are your keywords. Email, Twitter, Facebook, and it takes you right there. You don't have to do any of those in-between steps. You just have to download. It's a free app, a free app. Coming up, besides doing that, we're going to have our horse racing challenge. So it's win, place, or show. Get the numbers, and there are, of course, a lot of horses entered in the 138th running of the Kentucky Derby. Maybe it's your chance to get lucky and get bragging rights and win a few prizes from all of us here at America Tonight. We didn't have a winner during our football Nail the Score or the couple of weeks of March Madness. Maybe we'll see something that happens with the Kentucky Derby. Somebody gets the right numbers in the right order, which is pretty tough to do. And those numbers for the post positions will be announced on Wednesday. So our Friday show in the third hour, get ready to dial in and weigh in on win, place, or show. Just picking numbers. Maybe your horse has come in and you're a winner on America Tonight.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Republicans, which we knew it was inevitable. We talked to Babe Buchanan the other day, and she said she was surprised that he hadn't done it earlier. And I would say the same thing. I was surprised that Gingrich didn't pull out earlier, but I think, frankly, he liked the attention. It means more speeches, more push for whatever his plans are for the next book. And that's what happens when you run for an office like the president, because you set up PACs, you've got money that is being fueled or funneled into it, and you're traveling around the country. And what better way to touch people, see them, and get any message across that you have than to run for president? But you got to make sure you can pay those bills. That becomes the tough thing, and then you're out of the race before you know it. So it's Mitt Romney, and it's obviously Barack Obama for the Dems, and it's a repeat performance or something completely new from Obama. And polls are showing that the popularity of the president is a little bit on the rise. I'm wondering what's going to happen now in light of the fact that he went to Afghanistan in the cover of night. Nobody knew. And then he gave a speech at Bagram and tried to whip up the troops and said, you're coming home and 2014 is definite. And he didn't want to see more Americans sacrifice with their lives, and signed this accord, or came up with this accord that has already been talked about with Afghanistan, where we foot the bill pretty much. I mean, it's on our backs, you and me, because we pay the taxes, for training the security people and the police in Afghanistan. It's going to cost a pretty penny, something like $4.1 billion a year, and that's just an estimate. You know, it's always going to be more than that. So hat in hand, we're going to our allies and saying, yeah, can you pay anything, Europe? Can you give us any money? And maybe they kick it a little bit, but we mostly are going to pick up the bill and going to help. We're going to help train these troops and the cops, which is already going on in Afghanistan. So the question becomes, is this going to help Obama, hurt him, or kind of just be a wash when it comes to getting reelected? And I said we're doing this poll because we've got something brand new. Press 4 provides us with this app now for America Tonight. You can download it for free. It's just Press 4. It's orange and there's a white 4 inside of it. You can go to the link on my website, americatonight.net. It's very easy to do. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. It's a piece of cake. It took me like less than a minute to launch the thing, and it's on my iPhone now, and it's very, very cool because you can just tap on it and get to the show, call in on the show at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And plus you can do keywords like take our poll, and the poll that we have going right now is, and we're going to have this up for a couple of days, is President Obama fake, a rock star, a pedestrian president, or a one-hit wonder? What say you, America? Different ways that you can certainly weigh in here on America Tonight. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Okay.
Okay.
We doing the Kentucky Derby?
You know what? I wanted to do the Derby, and I've decided that we are going to do a Derby thing on Thursday into Friday, really our Friday show in the third hour. We'll have a Derby thing. So you have to go. What you'd have to do is you're going to have to claim, you know, win, place, and show, because it's so hard to do. And if somebody can do it, win, place, and show the different numbers, then and we'll have all the numbers of the horses, because that's, we got to make sure we have the post positions, and you just can pick the random numbers or however you do it, then maybe we'll have a winner. Maybe someone will nail it.
I'm just wondering.
I'm going to have you weigh in on the poll since you called in. I know you're a Democrat. I know you're supportive of Obama. Hands down, he's a rock star. He wins this election easy.
Yeah, he just put Romney in his place again. About Obama, I mean, killing Bin Laden, because Romney said about 4 years ago that he wouldn't go to high heaven or the earth to go look for one man. But now he changed his mind. So, well, I most certainly have done what Obama would have done. So Obama had to tell him, so what? Had to remind him what he said back 4 years ago. You know, say what you mean what you say.
Well, which is true. They were able to dig that out. That was, what, actually 2007 when he said that. And he did say that. He did say he wouldn't spend all the resources to dig up one guy, to go after one guy, and it's pretty hard to take that back. I think if you're the Romney people, and if I were running his campaign, you just keep going, you stick to whatever you're saying and don't go back and forth, because you can't win that game.
Well, it's going to keep digging up more stuff.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's going to hurt him.
Absolutely, but that's also the same thing with Obama. That's what you do. That's what politics is. There are a lot of people on payrolls that are digging stuff up on all sides of this thing. You remember when Obama was running, boy, the Clinton people came up with some nasty stuff for Obama and vice versa, but that's politics, absolutely.
Yeah, and the Republicans are going to trip the health care away from the women to pay for the student loans, so that's more war on women's health. So I think it'll help them at all. So on these student loans they're arguing about, you know, they ought to pay that loan back. I mean, they shouldn't be able to get out of it.
You shouldn't be able to get out of a student loan if you have a student loan?
Yeah, if you got it, you got to pay it back. I mean, that simple.
Oh, well, I agree with that. I mean, if you borrowed for however long you were going along, you should have to pay it back. The problem is, okay, so moving forward, some of the ridiculous amounts of money that we're talking about for these schools, that's part of the problem. But, you know, everybody's got that across the board. And once you dive into that, if there are ways to make it easier, I agree with lessening the burden, but not for people that already are in the game, because all of us have had to pay back.
Yeah, and I believe the interest rate where it's at, like 3.5%, don't let it go up. they should be able to pay it back. If they don't pay it back, then next year, college kids, well, I don't have to pay mine back. Then next year, you know, keep snowballing every year. Well, we don't pay ours back. So they should be able to pay it back.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. That's what happens. It can have a snowball effect. Yeah. Rick, thanks. Remember to call in again on Friday for our Kentucky Derby contest. But I'll tell you, it is a very tough time in going to school. I can't imagine if I was sending somebody to school at this point. It's, you know, you got to have money or forget it, or you have to have scholarships, or you have to have access to work programs. But still, with what's being paid in some fields, it really makes it tough to be able to do that. But if you do take out the loan, he's right in that sense. All of us had to pay back loans. I had to pay back some loans. My brother had to pay back loans, crazy amounts of loans in his cases, because he opted to go to law school. And there is something about that, about not paying them. There are ways around that, going to school, and I agree with that. I think people should be able, things happen, and they should be able to freeze it and then go back to it. And I think that the student loans, the interest rate should be kept low, absolutely. And I think the nonsense about the student loans, the pushing back and forth, the tug of war between the Republicans and the Democrats is such a fake fight anyway. It makes no sense. I mean, really, you're not going to approve that. Of course not. The problem is, and Rick alluded to it when he was talking about, he says the Republicans are declaring war on women because they're going to take things away from women healthcare wise. What the problem is, and we say this over and over again, thus the reason for me doing America Tonight, it's the same thing. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's shuffling the deck. It's the sleight of hand. It's sticking all the amendments, even though there's been some reforms made in all these various bills, where by the time it's done, you have no clue what you're looking at. And we run up this debt sky high to the point where our backs are so far against the wall. Then you get out the axe and you have to start chopping, and you have no choice, where it could have been easier if there had been balanced budgets, or at least close to balanced budgets along the way. I mean, all of us have to balance budgets. Really, do people feel sorry for you when you can't, you don't have, you know what's coming into your house? Do they feel sorry for you when you can't pay things? The electric company might cut you some slack. The phone company might cut you some slack. But eventually it's called cutoff if you don't pay. And it's the same thing with mortgages. My goodness, we just went through all of that. So give me a break. Give me a break. You can weigh in on any or all of it, as always, because we say it's a snapshot here of America on America Tonight, at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think the negative campaigning is going to really ratchet up in the next month or two. And the bottom line is, like, Joe sent me this note listening to us on WVMT in Vermont and said, why does it seem nastier now than ever? And I don't know. I've tried to compare that. Campaigning has always been nasty. You can dig into the archives and pull up all kinds of stuff that's happened since there first were elections. You could go back to the very beginning of our government and find some of the nasty campaigning that went on. So that's just part of the deal. But has it gotten a lot worse? Does it really matter to people? Are they swayed by the negative ads? That's what I would say. Are people swayed by the ads? Don't forget, you can go and weigh in by going to americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
No attorneys to plead my case. No lawyers to send me in and out of space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Well, the odds are that our next guest right now is probably watching some highlights from one of the games. He is the best when it comes to crunching the numbers and talking about the odds of sports across the board. So right now we're in the thick of the playoffs in the NBA and also on the ice, as I already mentioned. When did you hear this first? Here's George Hill with the Pacers talking about getting fans to really be there. And also Stan Van Gundy, who's not happy with the way his team has played.
I'm just not happy with the way we played tonight. No, I'm not. I mean, it just has nothing to do with, you know, it's tonight's game, and we got absolutely dominated by their effort and energy in the second half, and I'm not happy with it.
I always hope for wins. You know, I always tell them, I've been saying all year long, success is going to bring, you know, fans to the stands. And this team's been, you know, brilliant all year long, holding each other accountable, playing together. Sharing the ball, and anytime you can do that, you know, I think we're going to get a lot of Pacer Nation come back and show support.
All right, what's interesting in looking at the NBA title odds, and RJ Bell from pregame.com sent them to me, Miami Heat 2-1 odds. If you look at the Lakers, 15-1. For goodness sakes, the Dallas Mavericks won last year. They're 45-1. How about those Pacers, 50-1. And the Knicks, 40-1. RJ, thanks for coming on the show.
The thing about those odds, Kate, is with the playoffs as these series progress, actually after each game, there's usually a pretty significant adjustment. So if you look at the Knicks, for example, right now after losing that second game, they're 150-1. So only in a 7-game series, you know, one game is very meaningful, and these odds change each night. And the Heat, for example, are at actually 6-5, which means 100 only wins you 120. So they're almost even money at this point to win the title.
Yeah, so that's the key. Unless you have those future, you know, when somebody goes to Vegas, and you know this, RJ, and I used to live in Vegas, people would always ask me to lay future bets for them. And that's kind of a cool, fun thing to do, but it's different once you've been watching, and you just mentioned it, how the odds change, and to really keep a beat on what's happening, because as you said, one game can make a difference. Like, you look at the Lakers, and the Lakers get by Denver. The final score in this last game was 104-100. The Lakers lead 2-0. What are the odds that the Lakers pull a sweep?
Well, entering this game, the Lakers were 10-1. So at this point, they're moving up now, clearly. Now, if you think about it, though, out west, you've got a couple of favorites. You've got the Thunder at 4-1, and you've got the Spurs at 7-2, which is 3.5-1. So the Lakers are moving up, but still only the third favorite in the West. Now, when it comes to the odds of a sweep, what you can do is think, all right, they're going to have to win game three, they're going to have to win game four, but most likely they're going to be underdogs in both of those games, because tonight, for example, they were a 6-point favorite, and usually my guess is that Denver will be, and this is just a guess right now, but there will be about a 4-point favorite in game three. Now, what tends to happen, though, is if a team loses the third game to go down 3-0, actually, this fourth game, usually the odds will go up on the team that's up 3-0, which is somewhat counterintuitive, because in the NBA, there's always a sense if a team has to win in a must-win spot, they usually do pretty well. But once a team's down 3-0, they typically give up a little bit, and thus the odds go up. So I would say right now the Lakers are certainly underdogs to sweep, but big favorites to win the series.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see any real surprises? I mean, you've done this for a long time, and even when you're crunching the numbers, and you, I know you have your favorite teams, you've let us know over the years, but when you take the emotion out of it and you watch, are you surprised by any team that you've seen so far out of the gate?
I think that tonight's really poor performance by Chicago says a lot. Now, this is a handicapping concept that comes up a lot in college football, and it's called the dream crusher concept, is whatever a team's dream is. So let's say a team's dream is the national title. You know, some teams like an Oklahoma or teams like USC, often that's their goal, the national title. When, as soon as they lose a game that knocks them out of the national title, they usually have a poor performance the game after, because really their dreams have been crushed. And there was two ways to look at the Chicago, you know, Derrick Rose injury. One was to be really depressed and say, hey, we were 4-1, the second favorite to win the NBA title behind the Heat before the injury. After the injury, they were 12-1. So clearly the injury hurt them. So on one hand, you could be depressed. On the other hand, you could say, heck, we're still the fourth favorite. Even after the injury, only the Heat, Thunder, and Spurs had better odds. But the fact that at home they get beat by double digits tells me that they felt like their dreams were crushed. And to me, that makes me really look into fade Chicago, because tonight was the night they could have stepped up and said, we can do it without Rose, but they weren't able to do that.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Well put. And boy, they just got crushed, like you said. You know, another Philly team, because going from the Sixers and what they did to Chicago to the Flyers, it's like the Flyers of old, at least with the people who have gone out and seen the first playoff series and now, of course, just down the turnpike with the Devils. I mentioned this, you heard me say that the Devils actually scored 4 goals in the third to win the second game. Is this going to be a distance race, do you think, between these two?
Well, entering tonight, the Flyers were co-favorites to win the title with the Kings at 3-1, and actually the New Jersey Devils were 15-1. So they were the biggest long shots left in the NHL. So clearly winning this one game is going to help their odds, But I think Philly's the clear favorite at this point, even with it tied 1-1. And I also think hockey's just a different animal. There's, you know, a couple of things I would say to look at with hockey. One is that teams that are lower seeds are not, have a much better chance. An 8 seed has a much better chance in hockey, for example, of being a 1 seed than in the NBA. So there's a lot more quote-unquote upsets. And number two, there's a lot more big comebacks in a series. If you're down 3-1 in the NBA, your likelihood of coming back is significantly less than if you're down 3-1 in the NHL. So I would say more upsets, more comebacks, and otherwise, you know, it's a game-by-game basis.
Is it a no-brainer that more people, and you see this through the traffic at pregame.com, do more people go for NBA versus hockey when it comes to betting?
You know, it's by a significant margin, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, hockey is something that, since their big strike, has, you know, been making strides back. But all in all, NBA playoffs are significantly more action. And usually it goes football and then NFL being bigger than college, and then basketball with college being bigger than the NBA, baseball than hockey.
Baseball than hockey. All right, what about the Kentucky Derby? We like the Derby. It's 138th running of this thing. What's going to happen at the Derby?
Well, yeah, you know, if I knew that for sure, I'd be in Hawaii right now. And, but you know something? The thing about horse racing is that, one, is if you really know how to handicap, you wait until the post positions are picked. And that actually happens tomorrow afternoon. And if you're, a lot of people watched, Luck on HBO and got a little more insight into that world. But, picking your position is very important. Certain horses do well on the inside. Other horses do well on the outside. And number two, keep in mind, you have an opportunity for a big win with the Kentucky Derby. We actually had a guy, Marco D'Angelo, hit, I think he had $60 at risk. And won for like $2,000 last year at pregame.com. And he's actually doing videos this year for free. But otherwise, you got to keep in mind, you have a chance at a big payoff, but the hold percentage in horses is 20%. So that means the house, for every $100 bet, they keep 20, which over the long run, that's almost impossible to beat. But for a weekend or two of fun during the Triple Crown, you know, it can be entertaining.
Yeah, I agree with you. Check out pregame.com. It's the best. It gives you the lowdown on all the sports. RJ, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Always fun with you, Kay. Thank you.
Coming up next here on America Tonight, just a reminder that you can friend us on Facebook simply by going to Press 4 America Tonight, keyword friend.